Welcome to Fear the Boot. This is a bonus episode. Usual thing. These aren't edited. These aren't on our normal topics. If you've never listened to Fear the Boot before, we recommend you go back to iTunes or wherever it is you got the show from and download a regular episode first, preferably a good one. But the purpose of this episode is Chad and I are here. We're going to rapid fire some information on Fear the Con.
Yep. Now, no funny, no jokes, no silly little story. Right. So if you're not going to Fear the Con, you don't care.
Might as well stop it here because we're just, and for those of you that are going to Fear the Con, pay attention because this is all the fluff we're doing. After this, we're just going to drill straight down information. So, all right, let's get to it. First off, location of the con. It's going to be the same place it was last year, which is Memorial Hall in Blanchette Park in St. Charles, Missouri. I will post the address and a nice little link to a Google map or a Yahoo map or something like that on the show notes. In fact, as we do this, we're going to give all kinds of information. If it's anything you can't reasonably be expected to memorize, like addresses, check the show notes. Yep. I'm going to put gobs of stuff in there. You'll also be able to get most of this off of fearthecon.com. So if whatever's not in the show notes, you'll find there and vice versa. But we're going to try to put all the information in both places and make this as easy as possible.
And I'll also replicate this onto our forums as well. If you're just an exclusive forum person. That'll be in the Fear the Con thread.
All right. The con is on Friday, March 6th and Saturday, March 7th. If this is news, it's probably too late to make it or to change your plane flight. But each day we are going to open at 10:30 a.m. and close at midnight. Now, gaming starts at 11 o'clock each day and ends at 11 p.m. one night and 11:30 p.m. the other night. Now, fair warning, if you get there between that 10 and 11 time,
I'm putting you to work.
Or if you stick around late after the con closes,
I am putting you to work, and don't think I won't. We will need help. In all seriousness, we will need help setting up tables and putting out table tents and doing all the little stuff that only physical labor can accomplish.
Right. If you need rides, you're getting in, you don't have a car in St. Louis, you have no idea how you're going to get from the hotel to the con or to the various events.
Dan will be happy to drive you everywhere.
Yes, I own a bi-state. No, he said we're going to do a joke. So
that's right.
I'll put a link up to a forum thread where people are going to exchange rides. So if you need a ride from somebody, there are people here that live locally in St. Louis that'll have cars. I hope there are people that may be coming in from out of state that are driving who'll be willing to help you. Maybe somebody's renting a car. I don't know.
People are carpooling. They're setting up rides. Also, if you need a roommate or want a roommate, that is also the place to go and look as well.
Right. Ticket price. Tickets are $15 pre-registration, $20 at the door just because we don't want to have to deal with making change. Actually, that is about what it worked out to. So $15. Your last day to pre-register is going to be Monday. Okay, it's like 2 days from when this drops. Monday night. Sometime Tuesday morning or afternoon, we don't know when, we're going to close down pre-registration, do a last balancing of the books. So if you don't get your ticket by the end of Monday night, you'll probably be buying it at the door for $20. That ticket will get you in to the con. All the events that are at the con, we'll get to events outside of the con here in a minute, but all the events at the con.
Both days.
All the beer and soda you can drink as long as supplies last, and we have ordered generously, so yep. I don't think you guys are going to drink us out. You might, but I don't think you're going to do it. You didn't last year. Didn't even come close last year. Yep. So
that's the chance. We're throwing down the gauntlet. Can you drink us out? That will get you all the gaming for 2 days. That will also get you food, not food, but it will get you all the drink. We're going to have a concession stand, stand-up comic, and a Fear the Boot live event.
Right. All that stuff is covered. You're not going to have to pay to get into a game or anything like that. Incidentally, with ticket purchases, if you pre-bought a ticket for multiple people from the same PayPal account, there's an annoying quirk in this Warhorn system, which is why we're not going to be using Warhorn next year. I'm going to build our own site, but different story for a different time. One of the quirks then is if you go and buy 3 tickets with the same PayPal account, it doesn't tell me who you bought for. It just says this email address bought 3 tickets. So watch your email. We're going to be trying to get in touch with you guys and straighten that out. If we don't, we'll straighten it out the door if we have to. It shouldn't be a problem. Just letting you guys know that that may occur. If you're staying in the hotel, we do have a hotel room block. It's at a Best Western that's a couple miles from the convention. I wish we could put it closer, but unfortunately, being at a park, there is not an on-site hotel.
No.
So it's a couple miles away from the con, and we will put all that information in the show notes. We'll put an address there. Like Chad said, if you're looking to split rooms with someone, That information will also be in the show notes. We have a link to a forum thread where people are talking about that.
And sooner would be better on that. We are at the 11th hour anyway, but somebody still might allow you to sleep in their bathtub. Who knows?
Please bring cash. I cannot stress this enough.
Our motto is Fear the Con 2, bring cash.
Yes, and here's why.
We have strippers.
The ones that's actually not legal in this county. You have to go over 2 to East St. Louis, which is actually in Illinois. But anyway, we are not organizing that event. And I don't know, post pictures or don't, it's up to you. But on-site vendor, we're going to have a game vendor on-site, and he's going to be selling lots of cool stuff. He will take credit cards. And incidentally, if there's anything you want to request, like, man, I'd really love to get a hold of this board game or these cards or these source books. Once again, link to our forum. He's got a thread on there where he is taking requests for things that you guys want him to bring so he can have what you want. However,
sooner is better.
Sooner is better. However, everything else there is going to be cash only. Tickets, cash only. Concessions, cash only. Shirts, cash only.
Tips. For the people serving you beer, cash only.
Yes, and for people serving you concessions, cash only. The events, Worldwide Wing Night and the Hopeful Watchman viewing, we'll get to those in a second, cash only. I'm not a credit card machine. I don't carry a credit card machine. So be sure to bring some cash, and ideally not just all 20s, because I don't know anyone's there's going to be able to split it. To give you guys some rough estimates so you know how much to bring, the con tickets, as we said, are $20 at the door. If you pre-registered, that you can do with a credit card. Won't be an issue. You'll just check your name off and walk on in. The shirts, they've got 3 types. We'll link to this once again, show notes. $20 for the Fear the Con one. They have a gaming goddess and a gaming god shirt. Those are $15. The Worldwide Wing Night, which we'll get to some more detail here in a minute, that's going to be probably $10 in the general pool, plus whatever extra stuff you want, and we'll tell you what that's all going to cover. The Watchmen thing, probably $10 for a ticket. This theater is weird. In addition to concessions, it actually does like pizzas, beer, I think even hard liquor. So whatever you want for that. And that should be it. I'm not outside of tips.
Yeah.
Concessions last year were very reasonably priced. I don't know how they're going to be priced this year, I'm sure.
I told Stacy to charge more money because the prices she was charging was robbery.
Well,
like, we were robbing her.
Yes, she was operating at a loss. I'll put it this way. I walked there last year with like a $5 bill, got a Coke, an order of nachos, and a hot dog, and I got change.
Yeah.
And it's like, and she told me at one point when I wandered back there, she's operating at a loss. I'm like, Stacy, don't do that.
Yeah.
I don't rob these people. Don't gouge anyone, but heavens.
Do you know what she's doing? Her and her friend Margie are going to take all the money they make from profit on the stand and the tips and do like this big trip girls night out type thing. Just two of them.
Kick ass. That's good. Good for them. Please do. So work that out however you want. You know, do the head math. But once again, it's probably concessions, tips, shirts, if you want them. And then the 2 events, Worldwide Wing Night and Watchmen. Those are the things you're going to need to bring cash for.
Yes.
All right.
Cash. You know the green stuff we don't use anymore.
Right, because if you don't, invariably what's going to happen is we're going to have a check and everyone's going to be like, oh, I've got credit card. We're not going to be able to split it. Or if we do, one guy's going to get shafted. Mm-hmm. If you've ever eaten lunch with your friends, you know how this goes. So,
well, let me put it to you this way. Last year, the people at the Wing Night got freaked out because we were running up such a huge tab. We got up to the first $1,000 and Phil came through and he put it on all on his card and he took $1,000 worth of money and checks that people gave him to pay off his card. And we don't want to see that again.
All right. Let's talk Worldwide Wing Night. On the Thursday night before the convention, from 7 p.m. to midnight, and for those of you who don't recall, St. Louis is in Central Time. Adjust your watches accordingly. Don't do what we did at Gen Con 2 years ago. But
didn't happen.
It is in Central Time. If you don't know how to convert that, pop open the calendar clock on if you've got a Windows computer, and it'll do it for you. But it will be held at the Cybergs on Dorset. Once again, show notes for details. It's the same place we've held the last couple. We're not going to repeat at Side Pockets because that was ghastly and they abused us.
Yes.
But Cybergs has been great to us. We're going to be at the Cybergs on Dorset. We have already rented out the place and we had to pay for some things up front. So if you walk in the door, your suggested donation to us is $10. And that $10 will cover the bartender being there.
Yeah, like paying for the bartender. Paying for drinks.
Not the drinks, but for the bartender's presence, because we are going to have our own cash bar in the room this time. So you won't have to go anywhere else unless you want to smoke or shoot somebody in the back alley, which is your business. But it will cover the bartender fee, the tips, and it will also cover basically a whole variety of kind of bar type junk food. It's going to cover your chicken wings, most important item here, outside of the beer. It's going to cover your chicken wings. It's going to cover crab rangoon, toasted ravioli. If you have no idea what those are, they're St. Louis foods. It's going to cover, what else? We have like mini tacos. We've got some pasta. There's actually going to be a pan of salad. All that stuff will be covered in that $10. What you are going to have to cover out of your own pocket is your drinks. So if you want beer, soda, liquor,
gin and tonic, whatever.
That's going to be out of your own pocket, cash bar. I don't know if they're taking credit cards at the cash bar or not. That one, that's between you and the bartender. It has nothing to do with us. And also, if you want any additional food items, so for example,
you want burgers,
you want a burger, or you want something that's not up there already, then you're going to have to take that up with the staff there, and that will be on you as well. Now, in those two cases, the bar food and the bar drinks, they might take credit card, but that's between you and Cybergs. But like I said, on our end, we would prefer cash, and that cash will cover the wings, the mini tacos. It's actually like 6 or 7 different foods. I think I'm forgetting one or two, but I'll link this off the show notes.
Pretty much, if you're going to eat off the buffet, we ask that you chip in $10, and we're going to have like a pitcher, empty pitcher or something that we're going to be collecting money at.
Watchmen. We are hoping this is the opening weekend for Watchmen.
We have been trying to organize this thing for a month.
I know,
now.
And it hasn't been pretty. There's this annoying thing about movie theaters, which is at least none of the ones around here will let me rent out a theater. I mean, they will for like company events at like noon on a Wednesday. But if you want to actually rent out a showing of something, they won't do it. We are trying very hard to get a large block of tickets for a Watchmen showing at a theater that's pretty close to the con center, so that ideally we can close the con down like at 11 or 11:30 on Friday night, and we can all go straight from there to a movie theater to see Watchmen Friday night. We're still working on this. I wish I had details. I don't.
Yeah, they will not release times. They will not release tickets. We have no idea. I mean, we don't even know if there's going to be a showing. We don't even know if that we can do this
right
at the right time.
But if we can, I'm going to try to buy out in advance a large number of tickets, where basically if you want a ticket, what you'll be able to do is get in touch with me at the con, or maybe we can just be selling these from the front desk as you walk in, and just pay another $10 or something, and we'll give you a movie ticket to see Watchmen that night. And I'll probably end up donating, if that works out more than the tickets cost, I'll donate the rest of the charity, because Missouri laws don't allow me to charge you more for a ticket than its face value.
Cool, we're scalping.
No, we're not scalping. That's what we're avoiding. If you want to buy your own tickets in advance, for whatever reason, which is fine, because I don't know how many people are going to be at Fear the Con. You guys may run me out of tickets in a hustle. But if you want to buy your own tickets in advance, once again, watch the forums. I will put information there as soon as I have it, and I'm thinking they will probably post the show times Sunday, which as of this recording is tomorrow. But
if this all works out, what this means for you, if you're coming to the con, you show up on the day, you show up, you go to buy your ticket, and you go to buy your registration, your badge for the con, whoever's selling you that will look at you and say, do you want to go see Watchmen as well? And if the answer is yes, they'll tell you how much. You'll pay them a little bit extra money. They will hand you a Watchmen ticket and then maybe like some directions to the theater.
And I'm going to try to get a lot of them, but when they're gone, they're gone. There's I don't control theaters. Nothing I can do about that. All right, getting back to the con. This year, we have the whole building rented out, which means that there will be events on 2 floors. Now, last year, we were on the upper floor, and it's kind of funky how the building's set up. It would appear that's the main floor and a basement, which is not exactly true. But point is, what we're going to do this year, to make that clear, is we're going to number all the tables with little table tents. Mm-hmm. All right. And those things are going to have basically 2 numbers, or a number and a letter or something like that. That first number, just like in an office building or a hotel or whatever, is going to be the floor number. When you walk in the door, you're going to be on the second floor. So if you have a game that is 1-something, that means you have to go downstairs to it. And there's going to be additional stuff going on downstairs, so be sure to check out both floors. Nothing in the building outside of the opposite sex bathroom is off limits to you at this con. If you've not signed up for your games, be sure to get out to fearthecon.com and do this ASAP, because at some point later on this week, if I can, I'm going to disable that. If I can't, I'm going to start ignoring it, because what I need to start doing is printing out attendance sheets that basically say, this is the game, this is the table we're putting at, here's the people on the attendee list, here are the alternates. I'm going to hang these up on a wall right when you walk in. So when you come in the con, look for those sheets. That'll tell you where to be when.
Yep.
If you've not signed up for anything, we'll leave blank slots so that you can write down, hey, I'm attending this game. Or if you want to start a game, we'll have some blank slots for pickup games. You can just write down, this is what I'm running, and it'll already have a table number on it. And you just take that table at that time and you go wild. We highly encourage that. Mm-hmm. Quick courtesy note, if you are not attending a game you previously signed up for, please do remove yourself from the attendee list, because we have a number of games that are already waitlisted. So be sure to get out there and remove yourself. We mentioned concessions before. Once again, Stacy and some of her friends are going to be selling some food there this year. Bring some cash for that. If you want to go out to some nearby restaurants, I can probably on the spot give you some directions. This park's back the middle subdivision, so it's going to be a couple turns to get there, but I can direct you out.
Yeah, don't worry about it too much unless you have some special dietary concern. I went into the con, I think I skipped breakfast last year, and I just ate nothing but Stacy's cooking all con long, and that fed me. So,
food and drink policy, there's really no food policy outside of don't make a mess. The drink policy is technically I am not allowed to have in any outside soda, beer, or liquor. You're allowed to bring in water. You're not allowed to bring in anything else. Now, obviously, if I don't see it, there's nothing I can do about it. Take that how you want. But the rules I've been handed for the park location say basically for legal reasons, they want to control all the drinks, particularly the alcoholic drinks, just so they know who's being served and such. So just fair warning. All right. So folks, that is it. We got this in and looks like a little bit under 20 minutes, which is looks good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I am too.
Last year, and I'm not just saying this because it was Fear the Boots convention, I'm saying this with all objective honesty, it was the best gaming convention I have ever attended. It wasn't the biggest, but the people were so friendly. They were so amazing. The games were so good. And you know what? We may be sponsoring this con, but it's not our con. If the five hosts got together in an empty meeting hall, this really wouldn't be a great convention. It's you guys that make this con sink or swim.
Right.
And so I'm hoping that you guys will come again this year, ready to party, ready to game, and ready to be well-behaved to your fellow gamers and to the two World War II veterans that are serving you beer.
That's right. Because
last year you guys were amazing. I'm pumped about this year.
I am. I'm excited. I can't wait.
I'm running two Transformers games and a Descent game. Last I checked, the Transformers games were in waiting lists. I don't know how Descent game's doing, but I'm pumped. It's going to be a great year. If you're coming out, look forward to this. Because, man, if it's near as good as last year was, and I think it'll be better.
I think so, too.
But if it's even just near as good as last year was,
I think we're going to have more people. I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be wild.
Oh, yeah, and we got big wing night. This time we have our own. We're not going to be out in a general area of the restaurant or whatever. We've got our own banquet room. We've got a cash bar on the spot. This is going to be some badass stuff. So,
oh, and if you're a cigar smoker, then definitely come to the wing night. There's a group of us getting together. And if you go to the forums into the Fear the Con section, there's a thread called Cigars. You might want to check that out. We're having a little bit of an event.
All righty. So thank you guys for listening to this. If you have any questions, once again, I can't hammer enough, fearthecon.com, the show notes of this episode and the forum. The information you need will be in one of those, probably all three of those. So check it out. And we look forward to seeing you guys now in less than a week.